Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
Well, should you tell someone's wife a secret that happened between you and her husband, but you had no idea at the time? It's text roulette, 414-432-1099. And this one came in yesterday. So mixed family, see if you can help out with this mixed listener who texted in, I was unknowingly a mistress. It was years ago, but now we have mutual friends, and I just found out he was never single. Do I tell her?
Wow.
Her meaning the wife, it sounds
and
like.
And it's been years later. That is a really tough situation to be in.
Would you do that? Would you say something like, hey, didn't realize at the time he was married, we had a little thing going. Or do you just say, you know what, that's his laundry to deal with. I'm going to just stay out of it. But you were in it quite a bit.
Oh, my gosh.
414-432-1099.
All right. You can remain anonymous, by the way, if you want to call in and join this conversation. Remember, your texts are always anonymous, unless you tell us what your name is. I think you need to really dig deep and find out why. Why do you want to say something? Is this to clear your conscience? Is this because you don't want to see her get hurt?
Yeah,
do you also feel like you want to, you know, there's like a right fight in this. You want to stand up for what's right, and you want to, but maybe you don't want someone to judge you.
But it was years ago.
Man.
I would say it's like it never happened. I know. Let him wallow in his own stink. You don't need to get in that pig pen at all anymore. You didn't know at the time. Done. Unless you, yeah, like you said, Elizabeth, you really
ignorance
wanted
is bliss. You had no idea. And if it's years later, I mean, you don't know the dynamics of the relationship. Were they possibly separated at the time? I mean, you don't really know.
Has anyone been through something like this? 414-432-1099. Hi, it's The Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Linda.
Hey, what'd you want to say?
I want to say you never, ever tell. That'll wreck up the whole relationship.
But it sounds like this mixed texter is saying, you know, look, it was years ago. Now all of a sudden we have mutual friends. So what are you supposed to do? Hang out with everybody and go, ugh, that's the only thing you're going to be thinking about and seeing when you see this person.
Right, but I still would never tell. Like, if you have a spouse or a boyfriend or something that you cheated on them once and it was a mistake and everything, you never.
You say go to the grave with it.
But now you're confronting the people you had the affair with, like right in the same group. That's no problem. You just have.
I still wouldn't say anything.
Still wouldn't say anything. Okay.
And I can just feel the guilt that this person is going through.
Yeah.
And they're probably sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, how did I have no idea? But look, no matter what you decide, you've got to also be kind to yourself. You were misled. You weren't being malicious. You were misled by someone. Somebody lied to you.
Unknowingly?
That's not your fault that someone lied to you. You didn't know about it.
Right. So don't say anything.
Because if you say something, you are now very involved in something that happened years ago. Don't you want to move on with your own life? This person isn't in your life anymore. And that
they are because they're within the same friend group.
Well, but I just feel like I'm with you.
Linda, you wouldn't say anything?
You didn't know. You really did not know.
Yeah, you're going to start a lot of trouble.
You know anybody who's going through this, Linda, or have you been through something?
No, I don't.
This is just off the top of your head saying, I wouldn't say anything if I was her. Okay.
Just go on. I mean, you could be causing unnecessary pain, and I understand the mixed listeners probably feeling, again, that guilt and that pain and that heaviness of being involved in a relationship and not knowing about it. But you've got to sit there. Anytime I've talked with friends that are going to have tough conversations, I always say you have to lead with intention. What is the intention of saying something? Is it to clear your name? Because also, let's keep in mind here, people are going to always go with the most dramatic version of the story. You bring this up, now the woman that scorned is going to say things and talk about things, and she may give a different version of the story that isn't actually what happened. Okay. So why are you making that face?
Because what Linda said doesn't sound like what's coming through on the Siding Unlimited text line.
Whoa, what's coming through?
She's saying it's okay to cheat. Another one says, we were on a break. I don't know if they were on a break, though. What if it comes out later in another way? Then it might come back and they may be upset that you didn't say anything. What if that comes out in this mutual friend group all of a sudden? Now all of a sudden we have mutual friends. Then it comes out and you're like, you were with her? But why didn't you say anything? Because you kept... That's what I mean. You're making, you got these new friends and now all of a sudden it's like, hey, do you say something?
Well, we just...
I'm kind of rethinking that now.
We just got an update. There was an update that came through here from the mixed listener that sent this. It says, just an update. I requested to follow her in preparation of sending a message.
A message saying what? Can we text back and find out? Are you going to...
They're listening in real time.
Right,
what?
But are you going to spill the beans, mixed listener? Because again, we don't know your name at 414-432-1099. All right, well, we'll see if this mix... listener will text back.
I texted them back.
All right,
they just sent this in 5 minutes ago, so they are listening to the show right now.
To tell or not to tell? What do you do in this situation? 414-432-1099. We'll get you an update coming up. Would you tell someone's wife a secret that happened between you and her husband? You were unwillingly or unknowingly a mistress, but it was years ago. Now you have the same friends. What do you say? It's Elizabeth and Radar. Text roulette. Amy, this has happened to you?
Well, I was actually really good friends with this woman, and she had suspicions that her husband was cheating. And I was being supportive and everything. And one day he actually came on to me and tried to kiss me in their house.
What? In their house?
When she went out to get the pizzas for all of us.
Oh, my gosh.
She's going to get pizzas, being like pineapple or pepperoni. And this guy's like, hey Amy,
peaches.
Amy or Patty.
And I was so disturbed that I grabbed my kids, gathered everything, and was like, oh, I'm sorry. They have to leave. And I sat on it, and I went back and forth, and finally I was like, okay. Because she said, something's going on. What's going on with you? You know something. And I said,
she could sense that, yeah.
I said, okay, well, I want you to know you were right about what you were feeling, because I'll tell you what happened, and you can't trust him. So what ended up happening was, he turned around and said that it was me, and that I was the one.
No,
who came on to him.
No,
no.
Of course he did. Of course he did. Because look, he's already a liar. He's scheming.
Big time.
At that point, why would he not keep lying?
Yes. So she broke off our 10-year best friendship. I hadn't talked to her for 10 years over that. She stayed married to him, and then 10 years later, found out the truth. And came to my house to apologize.
Oh, wow.
And are you guys friends?
That takes a lot for her to do.
Yeah, are you close friends now?
We're not as close as we were, but we are friends again. Okay. But still, it can turn on you. You don't know what that guy's going to do or say.
Right.
True.
Very true.
That.
So if you're in this mixed listener's position, you would say something?
I would not say a word.
You would not.
If anything, I would pull the guy aside and say, listen, slime bag, I have your number. You better keep yourself in check because otherwise it's coming out.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. And very, that's just it. The update we have for the mixed listeners that they started following the partner, the wife, I'm assuming, on social media in preparation of saying something is all we've heard. And we've responded with, what do you want to say? And they haven't gotten back to us yet, but they're listening to this conversation right now because they're texting in real time.
Right.
Thank you for sharing your story because that is proof from experience of what you've been through and maybe something they can take and learn from. Thank you, Amy, for calling.
You're welcome.
Wow, what a situation. We've got Joe on line two. Joe, okay, you're coming from the perspective of that you were cheated on. Now, if I would guess, you're saying that the mixed listener should say something to the partner, the wife?
Yes.
And blow this
do.
Whole thing up? Even though you don't know what the relationship was at the time, there is that part of it too. People are texting and saying, look, you don't know what was going on with them. We've got a siding, a limited text here under the text line that says, maybe she cheats, maybe it's an open relationship, you don't know, but...
Well, the fact that she feels guilty about it after finding out just means that they... Because you said earlier, they have mutual friends.
Yeah. Right?
So the fact that she feels guilty about it means that, well, in my opinion, that they weren't in an open relationship. So she was, in fact, a mistress, not in an open relationship. She is, in fact, the mistress.
Yeah, and she didn't know it at the time, but now we have mutual friends and just found out he was never single. So she's like, oh my gosh.
Joe, do you think that she should go straight to the wife, or should she do what Amy just suggested and at some point pull the husband aside and be like, look, I was a part of something that I was not aware of and I'm not okay with this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you keep your hands to yourself, or I'm going to say something, or you need to tell her, or I will.
I think she should confront the man first, because if she was the mistress, there's no telling if he had other ones as well.
So confront him first and say, look.
Yes.
You want, should he tell his wife what happened, or I'm going to? Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay. Mm. That ultimatum.
Gosh, and here's a message we also received that said, I went back and forth on whether I should tell her husband, but at the end of the day, that is their marriage and their business, and you will end up being blamed and in a bad way, and that could open up a can of worms.
Joe, you were cheated on. How did you find out?
I found out from a friend because they found... I didn't trust them at first. I didn't believe them because I was with this woman.
Yeah.
Yes, like, you don't want to believe that someone that you love would hurt you in that way.
But I came home, I saw them.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Jeez, what? What were where were they and what were they doing when you came home?
My couch.
Oh, my gosh. Your couch.
Hi there. Well, you're gone.
Gosh.
God, that's awful,
wow.
Joe. Just
Joe,
awful.
So sorry to hear about that.
Yeah. I almost lost a friendship out of it.
Yeah.
But I immediately called. My mutual friend because they're like, "Hey, I'm at the bar. I know you're working right now, but I see your girlfriend.
Oh,
she's flirting with this guy."
Hmm.
I didn't want to believe him, so I'm like, "Dude, I know this woman. She wouldn't do that." And I came home. It was the guy that she met at the bar. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
I'm not going to lie, I got into a huge rage moment, but after she got out. And so after I was calmed down, I immediately called my friend. I apologized and I was grateful to him.
What a good friend.
I'm sorry I called you a terrible friend when in fact you're a great guy. Thank you.
Looking out for you, but love is blind. You didn't want to see it. You were like, no. But yeah, it unfortunately took that for you to see that. Joe, thanks for sharing your story.
Yeah, Joe. You know what? I always say sometimes, you know, your pain can be become the playbook for somebody else. And we appreciate you sharing and calling about, you know, what you went through, and a lot for this mixed listener to take to heart and try to process as they decide what their next move is. And I really hope we get an update from them of what they decided to do here, and maybe it's time to get a different friend group. maybe it's time to just step aside and be like, too much drama, don't want to get involved.
Right.
But you have to lay your head down at night on your pillow with a clear conscience, and that's what this mixed listener needs to think about, of why their intention is of wanting to say something and what is the best way to say something if they decide to do that. Lots to think about here. Thanks for calling in, Joe.
Yeah, I completely agree. And like you said, new fan group and all that. But the fact that she's feeling guilty about it is something that she needs to confront her.
She's got to confront him that.
Yep. Definitely.
Joe, great advice. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joe.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
What a text roulette this morning. But this is what it's about. People helping people. And again, I really hope we get that update, because you can just see all sides of how this could end.
We'll see how the next few minutes go if we hear back from our mixed texter. But you can always text in and still join the show. 414-432-1099 for text roulette.
We'll get to your calls coming up. But first, a break from our sponsors.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
If you were unknowingly a mistress, do you say anything once you meet the man's, I guess, partner? That's our text roulette that we have been talking about. You have offered some great advice, both on the text line, 414-432-1099, using that same number to call in. It's Elizabeth and Radar, and we've been in contact with our mixed listener.
We are talking with the mixed listener.
Who sent
it in? They sent in this question. They are listening in real time. We asked for an update because they said that they're following her now on social media in preparation of saying something.
And the whole text was, I was unknowingly a mistress. It was years ago, but now we have mutual friends. I just found out he was never single. Do I tell her help?
So we know a little bit more now. Because
I responded with,
well, what are you planning to say to her? Well, this is what the update is. They are not married. And they said,
oh.
And I would want to know before I married someone. I think I should tell. I feel so disgusted being lied to.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, I can't imagine what it would be like to find out after they do get married.
Oh.
Better to be honest? ASAP? ? And so I responded with, whoa, okay, are they about to get married? And they said, I don't know, but I did see a ring.
And like so an engagement ring.
So that can change the situation a little bit here, that they were not married before and about to get married. If they're about to get married, I'm 100% leaning towards, like, I get that you want to say something. And I think we all can understand why. So then I'm texting this mixed listener and I'm like, do you feel more comfortable telling her? Or do you want to confront him?
Right. Like matter of fact, Joe, who had called in, said, yeah, I would definitely go up to him and talk to him first.
We've got another update here.
Good thing you're sitting down. You'd have fell over with the way you reacted there.
This mixed listener said,
Okay,
this is more of an update, more information. Again, we tell you guys all the time. We don't know anything unless you tell us. It says, I confronted him and I want to tell her. Then you should.
I wonder what he said once you confronted him.
You're sending these questions out there because you know you're looking for that validation for sure. And then, oh boy, there's more. It says, I recorded the phone call with him where he admitted to the cheating, and he admitted that I never knew
that he was with somebody, that he was about to get married.
I mean, you have dipped your toe into
I think so.
Pool at this point.
Yep.
And it sounds like, yeah, this is someone that is unknowing and willing to get married. Man, this happened to a friend of mine.
Did it?
I had a friend. I set her up with her fiance. This was one of those that they got engaged. They were going to get married in Mexico. Everybody was all excited about it. And apparently there was infidelity that happened. Mm. None of us knew. We didn't even know the girl.
Mm-mm.
And she reached out to her. She must have found out from social media that they got engaged. and the marriage didn't happen. They both went their separate ways. She got remarried, had kids with another guy, like happy life. Yeah, you're involved. You've got proof. You've got the audio of you recorded him. Holy cow, that is what a move.
I would say if he's not going to come clean and tell his soon to be wife, because they're not married yet, but they're planning on getting married. If he's not gonna say anything, then yeah, I think you should. I think you should. Because otherwise you're in this mutual friend group and it's gonna be like 3 years later.
They're about to get married.
He cheated on me with somebody.
That could lead to, you know, kids and more heartbreak. Right.
He cheated on me with somebody else because, you know, once he does it once, he's going to do it again. And then you can sit there with this friend group and go, yeah, I know. This happened with me. Why didn't you say anything? Mm-hmm. Now you've got this terrible situation. Would probably say something right now. And then what did you say, Elizabeth? Maybe get some new friends. Possibly.
Yeah, but now there's messages coming in that says she should keep her mouth shut. It's his issue, not hers, not her circus, not her monkeys. She has confronted him, and what he does with that information is his cross to bear, not hers.
Even though he's admitted and she's got the phone call? Well, we're going to have to
stay. Again, you have to sit there and think about yourself in this. What does this do for you to say something? Are you... knowing, is that going to help you move forward in your life? Then do it.
With the friend group?
If you don't want to be a part of this and maybe get out of this friend group, then do that too. But it really comes down to what do you see this looking like for you and your future and your mental health and all that. You didn't know. You didn't do anything wrong. So that's something to think about.
We'll give this the 24-hour rule. We'll let it all sink in.
I'm sweating thinking about this. Feeling for this mixed listener. That's what happens when you're like an empath. You're like, oh, I feel for you. And hopefully we'll get some kind of update here.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween. Brought to you by T-Mobile. America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.